Hi, welcome to episode 6 of Women Writing Men. This week we're doing Beautiful Disaster by Jamie Maguire, and I'm here with Mariah.
Hello.
And it's been a long time since we've done the podcast. I went and got married.
I went and bought a house.
Yeah, so so Mariah read this book before. Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks since.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't write notes. But forewarning again.
But I think she's going to remember, because there's a lot of things that are really outrageous in this one.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, Lainey does a pretty good summary, so I think we will be covered.
Yeah. Yeah. So, first thoughts. Did you like this book?
I remember I was reading this at the beach, and I said to the girl that I was with, this might be the best one yet. And it was maybe like 2 chapters in. And then I continued reading at the beach and maybe got to like chapter 10. And I was like, never mind.
I gotta be like, I don't like this book, but I was so excited to talk about it.
Like, I agree. I mean, I was like giving her play by play at the beach. Like, this is what he's done now. This is what he's done now. And she's like, what the heck is wrong with him?
Yeah, the guy in this is just, both of them are like,
oh no. Yeah, we thought that the two in Our Wayward Fate had a complicated bad relationship.
Yeah, these guys,
we had not seen anything yet. I mean, the book is called A Beautiful Disaster,
and that's what it is. She knew.
But was it beautiful, or was it just a disaster?
It was just a disaster, in my opinion. But I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, we're introduced to Abby, who is at an underground fighting ring, which, you know, those happen in university.
At her small university.
Yeah, her small university has, like, underground fighting, where, like, they just call you, and they...
Like,
and
you're
just
on this phone chain, you get notified.
And they just... And then you're like, oh, I guess gotta go to a fight in the basement of some building.
And people bet on who's gonna win the fight.
Yeah.
It was crazy town. So much of the things that happen at this university, I was like, this doesn't happen. Or maybe it does. Maybe in the United States, this is what life is like.
Yeah, did we know what state this was in?
Was
it Chicago again?
I don't know.
She was from Kansas, and it was moved in a different state. I might have written it down somewhere. So yeah, Abby is with her friend America, and America's boyfriend Shepley. Because they're coming to see Shepley's cousin
and
roommate.
Ring.
What?
In the fight ring, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to see Travis Maddox, who is fighting in the fight underground fight ring. And Travis is unbeatable. He's lean muscle, tattoos.
See, this is where I was like, okay, he sounds attractive. Like,
tattoos.
Maybe we have something going for us here.
Yeah. So she gets, like, blood spattered. He has brown eyes. And then he calls her Pigeon. So when I first saw this, I was like, that's kind of a weird nickname to call her. Maybe that's just like a one-off thing. It is not a one-off thing at all.
It becomes her nickname.
And I don't know if I would like it. Like, I didn't hate it. Like, Pidge is kind of okay. But Pigeon, I find a little weird.
I mean, I wouldn't like it because I dislike pigeons.
Yeah, but you dislike birds. Yeah, okay, and then, so after the fight, she, like, meets Travis, and then she goes back to her room, and we're introduced to her roommate, Kara, who is the only reasonable character in the whole book.
Except for they seem to, like, strongly dislike
her. Yeah, they don't like Kara. America especially doesn't like Kara. So then, I think this is the part where he has, like, two blonde chicks that are just with him, or, like, falling all over him in class. And then, like, one tries to sit on his lap or something.
Uh-huh.
And then he just drops her off of his lap onto the floor.
Yeah. And then the other one tries to sit on his lap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I remember this part. And I was like, wait, what? And then doesn't she go on? I don't know if it's here. But at some point she goes on to describe how there are literally girls just following him around, waiting for their shot. And if they get denied, the next girl gets in line. And I was like, this doesn't happen. This isn't how the real world works.
You didn't have that guy that had like 30 women just waiting?
And I was like, no. Like, even if you're the most attractive guy, if you're not famous, girls don't chase you around.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in college or university.
No, never. Yeah. Maybe one person hitting on one person at one time, but not 30 girls in a line, like, not, or even two.
And I found, so this is gonna, like, kick off, like, she describes them as she's like, it's just two bottle blondes, and all the characters I found were just so, like, one-dimensional, boring characters. Mm-hmm. I found they were, like, it was the blonde girl, or it was the bad boy guy mm-hmm. with the tattoos. Mm-hmm. It was just, I don't know, not terribly interesting. Mm-hmm. It describes him as oozing sex and rebelliousness. This was when you were still fully invested in him.
I wonder what oozing sex looks like.
Ew.
I mean, have you ever seen anyone oozing sex? Like, when you look at someone and you're like,
ooze.
Ooze. I haven't.
Her full name is Abby Abernathy, which really bothered me. I don't think that's a good name. I literally wrote, I hope someone makes fun of her for it, but no one does.
No one did.
Yeah, so Travis is, like, hitting on her now a little bit, but America and Shepley don't want them to bang because Travis, he tends to just sleep with girls and then ditch them.
And they don't want it to get complicated because it's the cousin and it's the friend and...
Yeah, so Shepley just... really likes America, and he's like, my cousin Travis, if you just bang this her friend, then America might get mad at me and stop yeah. wanting to hang out with me.
Yeah.
That is Shepley's number one fear.
Yeah.
And it comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but the other thing about Travis, he smokes cigarettes, wears sunglasses, leather jacket, rides a motorcycle, tattoos, all the bad boy things, but he's like a straight A student.
We can be straight A's and...
You can, but it's like they're like, I want all the bad boy traits without of the without any of the negative bad boy traits.
I mean, he has negative bad boy traits, so it's not like it matters.
Yeah. Okay, and then she asks him, where did you learn to fight?
And then he says it's his brothers, right?
Yeah.
They beat each other up so bad as children that he became a good fighter.
This, like, I was like, oh my god, this is such a huge red flag. He was like, my dad had a drinking problem and my brothers and I used to fight a lot.
I was super confused because later on, again, we do get introduced to his brothers. And I was thinking, oh man, this must be like a terrible situation. Like,
yeah.
Terrible family, terrible, like, home life. And it wasn't.
They were really, like, loving and kind.
And I was like, what? Come on.
It never showed, like, the brothers fighting each other.
No, they always got along. And I was like, I guess you can grow up and, like, get along now. But, like, usually when you're talking about childhood fighting, it's like, you know, once in a while you might get into a bigger tussle than normal. But usually it's just, like, yelling and your parents are like, go to your room. Yeah. Not, like, beating each other up so well that you become an unbeatable underground fighting champion.
Yeah, and I just was like, okay, if you hear that a guy has a dad and four brothers and they all are violent and alcoholic, I think...
Don't date him.
He, like, maybe he's the exception, but probably not.
And he's the youngest too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So, like, even that, you go again. Be following in his brother's footsteps more likely than
yes not. He like is like hitting on her and she's like, I don't want to date you, but then she just randomly goes to eat with him anyways. it was weird,
like just the two of them, right?
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, okay.
And they go to this pizza place and she rides on his motorcycle for the first time and he calls the motorcycle the love of his life, and I was like, that's another red flag. That's just I don't like that. Yeah. Yeah, and so she's like the first girl ever who hasn't wanted to sleep with him
right away. And what about America?
Yeah, no, but she's so magical and intriguing because she doesn't want to sleep with him. I wrote, he howled with laughter at something that wasn't a joke and demanded they be friends. Yeah, so he's also a criminal justice major. Which I was like, maybe you shouldn't be in the illegal fighting ring then, maybe. if you want to go into criminal justice, because I think if you have a criminal record, that might be that a problem.
It is. I know. My brother's in criminology. You can't.
You can't do illegal things. So then he mentions his brothers, Thomas, Taylor, Tyler, and Trenton.
And his name's Travis.
Yes.
Five T's.
Yes, which I was like, that would be ridiculous, but I actually knew, like, I was in school with a guy named Tyler, and he had a brother, Travis and Trevor, and their dad was, like, an MMA fighter trainer guy, and I was like, this is weird, it's, like, the real version, but I never had any urge to date the guy.
He had no sex. He didn't.
Maybe he went on to college and got into underground fighting, but... Yeah, it was very weird. Yeah, and then it's hinted that she has issues with her own parents.
And that's why she came to Kansas. Or left Kansas.
Left Kansas. She's like, they're all worried about how they're perceived because she keeps hanging out with him even though she really doesn't want to sleep with him. And so everyone stops to listen to why Travis isn't sleeping with her. And this is like a pattern where the entire school is always paying attention to what they're doing.
I mean, again, it's like the same comments we had about our wayward fate.
Yeah.
People don't do that. Like, your friends might be, but not the whole school. The whole school is not invested in you.
Yeah. The whole school doesn't care what you're doing. I guess they care about this guy because he makes, like, a big fucking show of everything. Uh-huh. But so she gets invited to a party by this guy, Parker, who comes up again later. And then the showers break.
At her dorm.
So her and America are going to go stay with Shepley and Travis. And then she's like, I don't want to sleep in your bed where you bang all these girls, right? And then he's like, no, don't worry. I only fuck girls on the couch. In this place that he shares with his cousin. It blew my mind when he said it.
Maybe that was the moment where I was like, uh-oh.
This book made me stupid. This book,
like, I was giving you a chance, and then I was like, no. It's a public space.
Yeah. And they, like, talk about having armchairs, but, like, other people sit on the couch. And then then she later finds, like, the condoms and lube in his bedside drawer. So he brings the girls home, goes back to his room to get those, and then comes back out.
Yeah, it was weird. And then she's like, okay, then I will sleep in your bed with you.
Yeah. So he just never lets girls into his actual bed, which is so weird.
And so she's the first one because they're not going to bang. They're just going to sleep. And that's, in his mind, better.
Yep. It's so weird.
Oh, it's so weird.
And then he also, so she opens the bedside drawer to, like, look for a pencil or something and just finds condoms. And she's like, there's so many colors and brands. And I was like, why does he have multiple brands? Like,
maybe he gets them free.
From the girls.
You can sleep with me if you bring a whole pack of condoms for me.
But it's gotta be fun colors.
No, I meant, like, you know, at university they'll give away free condoms for safe sex.
But still, if he has this much sex, he could just buy the kind of condoms he likes to use.
And, like, in bulk and stuff.
Yeah, but no, he has a lot of colors of condoms. Yeah, so she agrees to go to this date party, Travis, because America doesn't want to go with Shepley by herself. And this date party is, like, way later in the book. Like, I didn't realize they mentioned it in freaking chapter 2, and then it doesn't happen till, like, fucking 3 years later. She has this friend, Finch, who's gay and smokes, and he's, like, pointless. Maybe I'm being judgy. I just don't think he needs to exist. He only exists so that she doesn't feel so sad and alone. Yeah, so then she realizes that people think they're together, while he's still sleeping around on the side, because he's still sleeping around on the side while she's living with him, I think.
Or at least still, like, flirting.
Yeah.
I don't think at this point he's brought any girl home, because I feel like they would have talked about it.
Yeah. No, they haven't yet.
But he's not, like, it's clear from the way he's behaving at school that he's not.
Yeah, that he's still being his player self.
Yeah.
So he takes her to the club to make it up to her.
And then they get really drunk. I remember that.
Yeah, so he kisses her neck, and then she's all like, they'll never be able to tell we aren't dating like this. And then he gets mad. And then he dances with some girl. She flirts with a guy. And then he like walks in, because every time she so much as looks at another man, he like
freaks out.
He gets his big muscles out.
Another big red flag. Oh.
Yeah.
Considering they're not dating.
And then he keeps being like, so this guy that she was talking to, he's like, oh yeah, well, he had sexual battery charges, so I saved you from him and how evil he was. And I'm like, that's so convenient that that was
the guy.
Yeah. And he could have been lying about that. And he also like a couple times is like, don't take drinks from anyone but me or Shipley, because someone could drug it. And then that never comes up. And it's just annoying that he mentions it if it's not an actual risk.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, then they go home and sleep in the same bed and they cuddle.
So weird.
Yep.
I mean, I can say I cuddled a boy that I wasn't interested in once, and it was a big mistake. So don't cuddle people you're not interested in.
America tells Travis that Parker was looking for Abby, and he has, like, a meltdown about it, and he storms out of, like, the cafeteria or something. Or their house, I don't remember. And then Abby's like, no, he must be upset about something, because that's not the Travis I know. And it's like, A, you don't know him, and B, that is the Travis you know. He pouts all the time.
This is going to be a recurring theme.
So then she overhears America telling Travis to ask her out. And he's like, I don't want to date her. And then he apologizes to her for pouting previously. Then they almost kiss, and then he has to go to a fight. I think that's what then it's fight time means.
I think you're right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because then she wears
the bet. Yeah, so then she wears this top, and then Travis is like, you have to go change. You're way too hot in that top. They go to this fight, and they make a bet. Here's the thing. This bet doesn't carry as much weight when you don't know that Abby is, like, a gambling person. Maybe it's supposed to carry more weight later. But I don't know, it didn't matter at this point. So yeah, she makes a bet that she's like, I'll live at your house for a month if you...
You don't have sex?
If you don't get it, if the guy doesn't hit you.
Right.
And then if the guy gets a hit in, then Travis has to go without sex for a month or something.
But then they both happen. No, they don't.
No.
That's right, okay.
He can do what he wants.
That's right, okay.
Yeah, so she has to stay. She has to keep living with him, sleeping in his bed for a month. And his pouting earlier was because the boilers were fixed. He was all upset that the boilers were fixed and she was going to stop living with him. Yeah.
Because they've been living together for like 2 days?
Something like that. And then he's like, no, she's going to leave. And then he pouts. Which, he pouts at everything. I don't know why she was like, that's not the Travis I know. Yeah, so then they're all excited that they're going to live together for a month. And then Shipley is like, no, this is the end of the world. You're going to destroy everything. And then, so then to like reassure America or something, she like explains to America why she can't date Travis. And then Travis overhears that.
And pouts.
Yes. And then goes away on the motorcycle to pout. Then he fucks two girls in the living room. He's such an ass.
Yeah, I do. I remember. Yeah. I think at this point I was like, no, no, no. Bad book. And she just can, like, everyone can hear it. Like, it wasn't even like a, let's be discreet about this.
Yeah, no. Two girls on the couch, and they're like, he's super drunk, and they're just loud as heck. He, like, comes, she's, like, sleeping in his bed. He comes in to get condoms and then goes back.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So then the next morning, he's like, oh, no, she's gonna leave. Because, like, why wouldn't she? So then he, like, buys her, like, Lucky Charms or, like, food that she likes. And he's like, please stay. And then America's like really pissed at Travis because she's like, that was really rude to Abby that you just came and did that. Yeah. And then she feels bad for like listing all the things, like all the reasons she won't date Travis, which all of her reasons were totally valid. And then she like apologizes to him and stays.
So bad.
So they go to Parker's party and then she chats with Parker and guess who pouts?
Travis. Because she's talking to Parker.
Yep.
So bad.
So Parker offers her a ride home and Travis is like, I'll kill him if he touches you. And she's like, I want him to touch me. And then he says, I had to write quotes. Fine, if he ends up holding you down in the back seat of his car, don't come crying to me. I was like, holy Travis.
Oh man, it's yeah. So bad.
Isn't it? Like, what a rude thing to say to a person. Mm-hmm. More than rude. It's really dickish.
And like, I mean, Parker's not a super exciting character or anything, but he's more of a gentleman.
He's a reasonable human.
Yeah. After Kara, he's the second most reasonable, I would say.
Yeah, he's like a normal human being in this weird universe where we don't like those. Yeah, and then Parker just asks her out. He's not like, Travis is like, everyone is going to sexually assault you but me, the violent man. So, yeah, then Parker is like, any humiliated stranded girls I should take home as I leave. Because he's dropped her at Travis's house. And then he's like, I missed a fight because I wanted to make sure you got home safe. Then they kind of argue. Yeah, and then she goes on this date with Parker. And this was another thing that annoyed me. This Parker date is just so basic and boring. Like, you could have done literally anything, but you were just like, let's just do the date thing that you do. He takes her, he brings flowers, wears a tie, takes her to an Italian restaurant that his parents own or something. It's just really boring. Yeah. He drives a Porsche.
Yeah, doesn't he use his dad's car or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember. I do know. I know what you're talking about. And I, like, isn't this her issue where she's kind of like, oh, Travis is just so vanilla. He's so plain. There's not a lot
Parker
of excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah, Parker.
Yeah. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. He isn't very exciting, and Travis is terrifyingly exciting. And then Parker spoils her surprise birthday party.
But everyone, but...
This is at school. He spoils the surprise birthday party. And then she tries to get out of the bet, I think, because she's like, what if everyone thinks...
That I'm two-timing both of them now.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it looks like.
Yes. So then they go on, like, another date, her and Parker, and he kisses her in the car, and then Travis gets pissed and knocks on the window.
Yeah. And all this time, like, now she's starting to date Parker and, like, get to know him. Yeah. She, like, gives Travis all the details of their date. Like, play by play.
Yeah. And he just gets ragey. Yeah. That's what he does.
Every time. It's like, I don't know. It's like male-female relationships. Like, pick up on some signs, woman. Like, you tell him intimate details of your relationship with someone else and he gets mad. Male friends who aren't into you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like your gay friend doesn't react like this.
Shepley doesn't react like this. No one else reacts like this. But clearly he's not interested in you, you idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, and then because Travis knocked on the window and he was all like, you guys are going to, I don't know, do it in the backseat of a car.
Because it got steamy.
Yeah, it got steamy.
Because they were making out.
Yeah, and then she was like, we're just making out. It's fine to just make out. And then...
He's like, that's not.
Yeah. And then she reveals that she's a virgin. Gasp! And he's drunk. So she, like, helps him into bed. And then they almost bang because she's admitted that she's a virgin. And then he stops because he's like, not like this. Not with me super drunk.
Okay. And just so much. Like... Why are you dating Parker and almost sleeping with Travis?
I know.
Why are you telling Travis about Parker? Why are you telling Parker about Travis? Ugh.
Yeah.
Just like everything.
Yep.
I'm like, woman. Ugh.
Yeah. Then Parker comes over to apologize and gives her this diamond bracelet. And then she like argues with Travis about the previous night where he was so drunk and stuff.
Also, you already said that she did this. And again, I remember consistently thinking throughout this part of the book, just leave. It's not, it's just a random bet that means nothing in life. Just go home.
Yes.
Like, this is literally causing you all the problems in the world. Go home.
Yes.
Go home.
Ugh. But it's significant. She can't renege on a bet. Is that how you pronounce that word?
I don't know.
Who cares?
But yeah, just go home, you idiot.
Yeah.
Every single time that they would fight. You can just pack up your bag and go home.
Guess what time it is? She goes shopping with America because it's her birthday party. She's 19, folks, which we'll just need to keep in the back of our mind for some of the later developments. So she has 19 shots to do for her birthday.
Yeah.
And she makes bets that she can't do them. And then she's like, she says she can do 15 of them. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you know, I'll double your money if I can do it. And 15 shots is a lot of shots.
Yeah. She should have died.
The book ends here at chapter 7.
It was too many shots. Too short of a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done that many shots. I've never even come close to that many
shots. You should try. See if you die.
Next birthday, 26 shots, Lainey.
Oh my god. I would need like 26 people there.
I think... one each.
Yeah.
I think for my brother's birthday, I have to ask him. I think he said he wanted to drink 22 drinks. But he started at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe. And if you're like just doing beer slowly.
Yeah. And he wasn't doing shots.
In like one night.
I wonder if he succeeded. I should ask him.
Yeah.
Because that's way more than 15.
Yeah. That's 7 more.
And don't forget, the more she drinks, the more Travis pouts. I remember this. He was getting very upset that she was drinking so much.
Yeah. And then even Shepley and America had a fight because Shepley thought that Abby was going to actually die. And America's like, no, she can do it.
She's fine.
I think Travis, like, holds her hair and stuff, and then she, like, goes driving with America to be, like, to talk about the fight that America and Shepley had because of her choices. I was like, you should feel kind of bad. And then guess what Travis got her for her 19th birthday?
This was so stupid.
It's offensively stupid.
He bought her a puppy.
He bought her a puppy. A 19-year-old who lives in a dorm. A puppy. And then he's like, now it lives at my apartment, so the only way you can see it is to stay with me. It's like the equivalent of, like, having kids to save the marriage. Like, and you're 19. You can't handle a puppy.
Oh, it was so stupid.
I mean, like, maybe you could, but, like, it's not good for the dog. It's like a 20-year commitment.
Maybe if you're 19 and you have a full-time job.
But, like...
And a house.
You don't know... She doesn't even know where she's going to live, like, 1 year from now. Anyway. Yeah. If you're 19 and in college...
Don't buy a puppy.
Don't get a puppy. And then this puppy proceeds to be pointless for the rest of the thing.
Yeah.
The book. And they barely mention it. And it's just stupid.
Yep.
And she names it Toto because she's from Kansas. Which I imagine if you're actually from Kansas, that's not actually a cool name for your dog.
Because everyone would
want to name Toto. Or they just find it, like, cliche.
Cliche. Yeah, yeah.
Dumb. If anyone from Kansas ever listens to this, write in. Let us know if you think your dog should be named Toto. Travis said that taking care of her while she puked her fucking brains out was the best night of his life. And then he's like, I've never had a dog before. And I was like, you are now the owner of a dog. Like, are you prepared for this? And he's so irresponsible. And then there's a rumor going around that Abby slept with Parker and Travis in the same night. Because admittedly, it would look like that. Because she, like, kissed Parker at her birthday party and then hung out with Travis the rest of the time. And then, so, like, Chris, this rando dude from the football team, makes fun of her for it. And then Travis just
freaks.
Just Doesn't he, like, beats the shit out of
yeah,
him. Yeah. Like... And then, so he's, like, so angry. And so she goes to check on him. And then I have another quote. Do you want to read this one?
Is this Travis speaking?
Yep.
I watch you sleep a lot. You always look so peaceful. I don't have that kind of quiet. I have all this anger and rage boiling inside me, except for when I watch you sleep.
I found it so weird. How would you feel if someone said that to you?
I would say, see ya. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. That means that when you're awake, he has anger and rage boiling inside him. Every waking moment you're with him, he's angry.
And when you're asleep,
that's when things get good.
He's just watching.
Oh, it's so bad.
So that's, like, so Parker was mad at her because that's what Travis was doing when Parker, like, walked in.
Was watching her sleep.
Yeah. And then Parker misinterpreted that. Okay, and then, yeah, they hug, and they go, her and Travis hug, and they go for food, and she continues to hard friend zone him.
Does she really, though?
She's, like, leading him on.
This hard friend zone, like, I would say someone who's trying to friend zone someone doesn't sleep in their bed, almost have sex with them.
Yeah, maybe not. Her chance. It's, like, verbally she's friend zoning him. But, like, in actions. Boys,
and how do boys communicate? They communicate through actions.
With their fists.
So, he doesn't listen to her words. He's like, look at this girl almost fucked me last night. She must be into me.
And then she's like, I'm not into you. And he's like, wait. Hold on. I don't get it. Okay. Yeah, and then... It turns out she reveals to Finch that her dad was a gambler.
It was so mind-blowing. And then, I was like, oh, this whole story. Now it has meaning. So stupid. Why does it matter? It's so dumb. It made the book even worse.
Okay. All right. That's your thoughts. But, so she thinks that Travis is going to be like her dad. Be as shitty as her dad was. And I'm like, okay, both of them do a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Red flag.
Red flag. Red flag. Maybe you shouldn't be this tied up with this person if you really don't want someone who's just like your dad. Yeah. I wrote, does Finch have a point other than being the token gay best friend? No, he doesn't. Yeah, I'm not going to say that because it's offensive. If I wanted to take Finch out, I'd just tell him Prada went out of business and then he'd finish the job for me. I don't think every gay man is obsessed with Prada.
No, I don't think so either.
I guess that we can be like, this gay man is. Mm-hmm. But it just makes Finch just this really one-dimensional gay character that has no purpose for existing in the story. Anyway. He sings I Can't Get No Satisfaction on the table.
Who, Finch?
No.
Travis. Why?
Because she's like...
What table?
At school in the cafeteria.
Okay.
Because she's like, they're looking at me. And he's like, now they're not.
They're looking at me.
So Parker talks to her and he's like, sorry I got mad at you because I thought you were sleeping with Travis. Because I walked in and he was watching you sleep. But she's like, yeah, I think things are a little weird between us and we should just try again when I'm not living with Travis. Which, yeah, probably. And then she just basically just dates Travis for the last 2 weeks that they're living together.
Well, like, date. But they don't kiss or anything, do they?
No, but they just hang out a lot.
They just hang out. Like, they do everything.
Yeah.
You would do as a couple except for, like, kissing and sex.
Yes.
They hug. They cuddle at night, I know that. Yep. Weird.
He makes her dinner, and then they kiss before she leaves.
Like, that's the one time they kiss.
Yeah.
Is her last night in
And they're house. So sad. And the thing is, I was like, I think this is so stupid. But also, Alex and I did this.
Like, what do you mean?
We were like, we were being friends with benefits, and then I was like, we should, if we're just friends, we should break this off. And so we were like, this is the last night, and we both cried really hard. But then we decided to stay together, whereas they, it takes them years to come to that conclusion.
But years?
Yeah, years. But they have sex. Wow.
Do they?
Yeah. They have sex on her last night there.
I don't remember that.
And then she sneaks out and goes back to her dorm.
Oh, big mistake, woman. You don't know this man yet.
And Travis, full, he throws such a tantrum. And I was like, oh my god, Travis is an actual toddler, Jesus Christ.
Well, doesn't she think that having sex with him, correct me if I'm wrong,
she's
is like a way to, because he never has sex with someone twice.
Yeah.
So she's like, this will be the end.
Like, maybe he was just curious about banging me, so now that his curiosity has been sated, then he won't be interested anymore.
Yeah.
So he trashes the apartment. He threw a stereo. Ripped the sheets off the bed and threw them and the pillows away. Shattered his mirror with his fist and kicked his door off the hinges. That's what America tells her he did. And I was like, oh my god, don't date this guy. He's a psycho. And America's like, you're gonna break his poor heart. And she talks to Travis briefly on the phone, and then, I don't know, then she agrees to go on a date with Parker.
Because now she's free.
Yeah, but then...
And now she's moving out of her, like, when she moved out, I was like, what's going to happen with the dog now? Like, she's literally saying, like, this is it, like, this is it for me and Parker, we're going to not be as close. So, like, you have a dog at his house.
Yeah, you guys are co-parenting a dog. Like, yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But she never seems to.
Luckily, she doesn't care about the dog.
Where was the dog while he was having this fit?
I don't know. Maybe it died. It didn't.
Maybe America protected it in Shepley's room.
Yeah, it could have. Maybe Shepley protected it. I kind of like Shepley.
He was reasonable.
He was reasonable.
In times.
Yeah, maybe that was what I was like, wow, you're so attractive because you just have normal common sense that a human has. You don't throw things every time you're mad. But yeah, so she talks to Travis, and they yell at each other about how things are different since they had sex. And then she goes on a date with Parker, and Travis calls her and asks her to go bowling. But, like, now she's, like, not as into Parker. And then he asks her to go to this date party, but she's like, I agreed to go with Travis before.
And he's like, but we're dating, and you and Travis are just nothing.
Yeah. And then they argue about it. Then she goes on a bike ride on Travis's bike till 3 a.m.
If I was her and I had a boyfriend, I would definitely tell the guy that was just my random friend, no, I'm going with my boyfriend now.
Yeah, but what if it was Travis? And he would throw an actual fit if you did that.
I guess I wouldn't have agreed to go on a date with this stranger until I knew more about him.
So yeah, then Travis is all like, did you sleep with him? And then he confesses that he likes her. Yeah.
I can't believe it. What a shock.
How
could she not have seen this coming?
Yeah. And then she's like, I came here to get away from the fighting, drinking, and gambling, and that's what you are. Which... that's what he is. Yeah, and then she says she's in love with him, and then he takes her home so they can bang, and then this is another one where I was like, oh my god, this is on par with the 15 shots, on par with the sleeping only with girls on the couch. This is on par with getting a puppy. They decide to have unprotected sex because he threw away all of his condoms. Because once she left, he was like, I guess I'm never having sex again. So she just quick maths, like, when her last period was, and she's like, yep, we're good to go. I'm 19. Who cares?
I mean, it is a way.
It's a method.
It's a method.
But... I would not recommend this method to 19-year-olds.
No. And I was talking to my friend about this, and she's like, the way you do this is for, like, at least 6 months, you continue to use protection while you figure your shit out. Then...
when you know for sure, yeah.
But, like, you need to do it for months and months before you have any semblance of accuracy. Also, when you're 19, like, periods in teenage years were, like, random.
Yeah, they aren't, like, level... This is a method. It's just really not a method I would recommend. Especially, it's not
a, oh, let me think for a second, method.
Yeah, especially, like, she was a virgin up until this point. Was she keeping track while she was never planning on having sex? Like, she was like, oh, I wonder how fertile I am.
Also, when we talked about it, we were talking about husbands and wives using this method. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, if you get pregnant...
it's not the end of the world, necessarily. Like,
you're already in a committed long-term relationship.
Yeah, it's not like you're 19 and in college.
Having sex with the worst red flag in the history of the universe.
But whatever. Yeah, she's like, I don't want to date you because you're exactly like my dad and you're just drinking, gambling, and tantrums all the time. Uh-huh. But unprotected sex... And then I was like, Shepley and America are literally a room away.
like, and they were being quiet again, right?
Yeah.
Like, they knew. But they also knew, she knew when Shepley and America were also having sex.
Yeah, but she could have just asked for a condom.
Oh, right. I see.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I was like, they literally would have, unless she's on birth control. Still, you could have, they might have had one condom laying around. Unless Travis went into Shepley's room and was like, you're not having sex either.
Your condoms will tempt me.
Okay. They're happy.
So now she is. Before she was worried, but people thought she would be two-timing. And now she actually is two-timing.
And everyone is like, wow, they're happy together. This is so great for them. Everyone at school is so happy. She's dating Travis. Don't know why I wrote this. She's like, you can have it, baby. Oh, because she starts using baby, like, one day into their relationship.
Calling him baby?
Yeah, and I found it weird. And I was like, Shepley and America don't even do that. Then she's like, I thought of how much time I had wasted fighting my feelings for him. And I was like, yeah, I've been reading how much time you wasted. And then that same guy, Chris... is rude to Abby again, and once again, Travis just beats him up. To, like, so badly.
And, if I recall, is it at this point where she says that she likes this about Travis?
Maybe. I didn't write it down.
There is a moment where
she's like, oh yeah, I love that you beat the shit out of everyone.
Because people are like, oh no.
Yeah.
And she's like,
that's good.
This is one of his great qualities.
Yeah. And then Parker, he's like, hey, congrats on dating Travis, but just so you know, he just sleeps with women and discards them. And he says it very nicely, and then Travis is just a huge dick to him, because obviously. And then they go to this Halloween party, and then Travis gets super douchey because she, like, I don't know, looks at a man or something. And he's, like, so overprotective. And then he's rude to America. And I was like, whoa, you need to not do that.
I really don't remember this part at all.
So Travis gets, like, bitchy with somebody. And then she goes to tell Finch that they're leaving. And then someone talks to her. And then Travis fucking attacks. And then he, like, maybe almost hits her.
Maybe it was that point.
She didn't like this.
Oh, okay.
Because Shepley gets mad at Travis, and he's like, you almost, like, punched Abby out when you were in your, like, violent, jealous rage. And then later, Travis, the next morning, he, like, walks into her room and falls on his knees and apologizes.
Oh, right, they're fighting, and she's...
Yeah. And then her roommate, Kara, is like, he has serious codependency issues. And she's like, isn't it beautiful, though?
She's like, it's so cute. He loves me so much.
Yeah, I love how obsessive and insane he is. So then she decides to go on birth control, which I was like, wow, great. And then she's going to meet his family. And then she hustles them at poker night with the dad. Then they know her, who her dad is because she hustles them at poker night. It turns out that her dad thinks that he stole all her...
stole all his luck.
Yeah, when she was born?
When she was 13.
Oh, okay.
And then because she got really good at poker and he got really bad and he lost all his money.
Yeah, because she took all his luck. Okay.
And so her dad hates her. Just hates her.
Yep. And she hates her dad, so it works out. So then, apparently Parker has been saying around school that she still likes him. So then Travis goes into her class and aggressively makes out with her in front of everyone. And I was like, wow, that's mature. And then she has like a fight with Parker because Parker implies that she's not a virgin.
Well, duh.
I know. I was like, is that offensive? And then Travis is all impressed that she slapped Parker, so then they bang in an empty physics classroom.
I don't remember that either.
Okay, well, it's stupid. Guess who got tattoos?
Oh, Abby? Did they get couples tattoos?
No. He got tattoos.
Of Abby?
Yes.
Things?
He got...
I remember this.
Pigeon.
So stupid.
On his wrist, I think. And then I wrote, I cringe. And then he got, I belong to my beloved and my beloved is mine. In Hebrew. I don't know why. It's in Hebrew. And then
on his wrist.
I know.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's the equivalent of getting her name tattooed on him. Uh-huh. It should have got a picture of a pigeon.
None of you get to see Lainey's little eyes as they lit up. And she's like, oh, here's a better idea.
My beady little pigeon eyes. Yeah, so she's freaked out. Then she gets over it. And then they go to this date party. Her and Travis walk in on Parker and his date. And then, bam, her dad's there. He just shows up and he owes Benny $25,000. So she's taking her $11,000 and she's going to Vegas. And that's just where this book is going now.
Why? Why does she do that?
Because Benny's going to kill her dad or something.
She doesn't even like her dad.
Just let him die. Yeah, so then the next chapter, they're just in Vegas. And she's like, I don't like who I am at the tables. You can't be there.
What does that even mean?
I had to stop and like read that line aloud to Alex because I was like, what? Okay.
We see her at the tables.
She's just a person.
Like, nothing is different.
What if she like got like New York accent and she's like, hey. Sorry, I should just edit that out. Yeah, so they go to the tables. And then there's a guy there that used to know her from when her dad used to go to the casino. And, like, he owns or he manages the casino now because it's, like, his dad's. And so he's like, I know you're underage and you can't be gambling here, so stop it. Oh, and she used to date him. He's her ex-boyfriend who was a pastor for a brief time or something. And then...
Was he a pastor or just a Christian? Was he really a pastor?
I think it was, like, he was, like, training to be... Like a youth minister or something. Okay. I don't know. This is her ex-boyfriend who now manages a casino. And he's like, I'll let you keep playing till midnight, but you have to go on a date with me.
Because this is... You know what this sounds like? Riverdale. This is like the book version of Riverdale. Sorry. Cut that out too. But crazy things like this happen in Riverdale. And you're like, no. 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 And then they just keep going for it.
Yeah, so she's short 5K, but she goes to see Benny anyways. And I was like, why? Because she still had like 12 hours left. And I'm like, there's other casinos in Vegas that don't know you're underage.
There's one on every block.
It was so weird. She was like, guess I can't gamble anymore. I gotta go see Benny right now to say I don't have the money. And I was like, you still have...
And the casinos never close. Yeah, she really...
I don't know. It was really weird. Maybe they just didn't convey how the time limit worked, but I thought she still had more time. So then Travis, for some reason, Benny lets Travis come in with her. And then Travis beats up Benny's guys and he just thinks it's hilarious. He's all like, come fight for me, dude.
And Travis is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So she goes to dinner with this her ex-boyfriend guy, and then she quickly goes to Travis's fight. And then Travis wins. And then Benny's like, come fight for me. I'll pay you six figures a fight. And Abby doesn't want him to, because that's dangerous to be working for Benny.
Because Benny is like a shady guy.
Yep.
But that's pretty fair. I wouldn't want to work with for Benny either.
Yeah. And then, so
well, Abby... isn't it also, too, like, her dad sells her out, and is like, she has to pay the rest of my debt. Yeah. So, like, Travis, he's a bad guy.
He's an asshole.
He just tried to kill her.
No, I'll work for him. He's gonna pay me good money. And so, yeah, Abby's all, like, mad about it. And Travis is like, you'll quit being mad when I buy you a Lexus. I was like, ew. Don't say that. So he's like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna work for Benny. So she just packs her things and, like, leaves him.
Yep.
And then guess what Travis does in response to this?
Pouts and rages.
Yes, he throws a tantrum because that's literally all he's capable of. And then, so Abby stays in America's room, and then Travis goes and, like, kicks her door in and screams and terrifies Kara. And I'm like, poor Kara. My God, the experience she's having. And I was like, wow, he's such an asshole. Like, everyone's asleep at this building, and he's just kicking doors in and, like, screaming for her.
I also remember thinking, why wouldn't you try America's dorm? Like, she's clearly not at hers.
He's stupid.
Where else would she go? Her best friend? No, not there. No. Maybe he didn't know which dorm room America's was. I guess that's possible.
So she runs into him after a week, and he's still rabid and insane. And he's like, I turned down Benny. And then he's like, please take me back.
She still refuses, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I was like, good job.
Yeah, then she goes and cries in the bathroom.
Yes, breakups are hard, but he's an ass.
He's not good. There's been very few benefits to Travis. So then Parker apologizes to her, and Travis asks her to come for Thanksgiving with his dad and his brothers, because she said she'd cook a turkey.
Still date her.
Yep.
Could not hurt his family. Ay. Why does it even matter?
So then she does it because she feels bad for the poor men who can't cook a turkey. And the dad is like, you're the only woman he's loved since his mother.
Which is really cruel to say. Also, because we find out later that they all knew immediately. Like, why would you say that?
And then he just, like, the dad just starts calling Abby their sister now. Like, he's like, this is your sister. Like, so they're, like, sleeping in the same room, and they cuddle and cry. And then...
don't they have sex again?
Yeah, they have sex in the morning. And then she changes her mind, and she's like, I want to date you. But just doesn't tell him. He's like, I can handle that we're just friends now. And then she's like, well, I can't just be dating him again when he's just accepted that we're friends. So then they part ways. And then it's the next semester. So this is all over the course of just a semester.
Like 4 months.
Yes. And Travis is acting normal. And I'm like, what happened to her dog? But who worries?
I think at this point, because isn't it now that they kind of say, like, they're not hanging out as much anymore? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that, I also thought to myself, what happened to the dog?
Dog's just, like, lost his
she
mother.
Miss her dog?
Yeah.
I would miss my dog terribly if that was me.
Well, she hasn't had a lot of time to bond with the dog because she's only had it, like, 2 months. Yeah, so then she gets Finch to go to the date party with her.
Because the date party still hasn't happened?
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. So they planned this in, like, September.
Maybe it's, like, a Valentine's Day thing. So then they were like, for Valentine's Day. But still, why were they talking about it? So then America brings her back to the apartment while Travis isn't there. But then he bursts in with Megan.
And she doesn't want to go. I remember this. She's like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to see Travis. It's awkward.
And then she's like, he's not there, but then he is there.
Because surprise, surprise, it's his house.
Yeah. So then America gets super mad at Travis. And then she gets mad at Shepley, who defends Travis.
Ugh.
And then Shepley is living his exact fear where America's pissed at him because Travis did something stupid.
But Travis didn't even do it. Okay, he's stupid. But this is one of the instances where I was like, he didn't really do anything wrong.
He did.
They're not dating.
He didn't know that she was going to be standing in.
He brought a girl home, which was his thing he would do.
Yeah.
He's allowed to do that. It's his house and they're not dating.
Yeah.
And poor Shepley got all this.
He lived his exact fear where it was just the thing. And then so they split for a little while.
Shepley and America.
Yeah. So then everyone is sad. But then Abby, America, and Finch all go dancing. And then Travis and Shepley just threaten anyone that tries to dance with them.
Wasn't there a point where they were even dancing with a guy? And then an arm came out of nowhere. And then the guy was gone.
Yeah.
Because Travis just pulled the guy away. But you could only see his arm. In my head, I imagined it was super foggy, and then his arm just came out of the fog, and then he just veered into the fog.
Yeah, yeah, that is what happened.
And then they got really angry again.
Yep.
The girls got mad at Travis and Shepley.
Yeah. So then she talks to Travis, and Travis is like, I can't let other guys dance with you. But then Shepley and America make up, so that's good, at least. Yeah, so Parker asks her to a movie, and so then they go to get pizza before the movie, and then Travis and Shepley show up, and then Travis is like, you have to come to my fight. And she's like, I guess I have to come to your fight.
So she just goes.
Yep. And so Travis has a tough time with this fight, I think, and then Abby gets assaulted by a weird guy. And then, like, Travis notices and, like, sends Shepley to get her. And Shepley saves her by punching the guy. And then, so then they, like, come outside after the fight. After Shepley has rescued her from this weird guy. And then there's just, like, a guy that pushed Travis back into the ring when he tried to get to her initially. And Travis just beats the shit out of that guy. Then the guy comes out that Shepley had already beaten up, and then Travis smashes his face into the headlight of the guy's car.
But he's a keeper.
He's a keeper. So the cops show up, and they escape to the apartment, and Travis is pretty beat up, so then they drink some whiskey, and then Travis is like, the only reason I made you come to that fight was to spite Parker. And she gets mad and tells him that she hates him. And then her and America cuddle and cry. And it was just so dumb. So then they finally go to the fucking date party. And everyone's feeling lonely. And then Travis rolls in and dances with her. And then they argue. He says something stupid, but we're not going to exact quote it. So she tries to dance with someone else. And Travis threatens to rip the guy's throat out.
Travis always gets what he wants. I see this. Yep.
So this was another one that was pissing me off. So the designated driver. How do designated drivers work? Do they just sit outside the party waiting for someone to get in their car? Like a cab?
No. They're at the party, not drinking.
Yeah, and they usually are like someone's designated driver.
Yeah, not just the designated driver. There was... on Winter Hill, I've just been rewatching this, they had a car called the DW, not I car, and every night at a party, they would be one volunteer who would have that car. So it could be a thing that university set up that would be like, you could volunteer for this program where you would be the designated driver, and if someone were to need you, you would take strangers home.
Yes, it's possible. It was so funny to me, because, like, Travis kind of, like, threatens him to, like, drive, and I'm like... I feel like he's, like, waiting for someone. And Travis is like, go, or I'll beat you up. But yeah, so Travis just, like, carries her out of this party. And she's like, let me go. Leave me alone. And he's just, like, physically forcing her into this designated driver's car. And I was like, oh my god, you're such an asshole. Like, it was unbelievable. And so, yeah, he forces her to come to his house. but it's not rapey because I love you. Like, oh. So then he throws her in Shepley's room, which Shep and America are going to have to come back. And he's like, we'll talk in the morning. And then they yell at each other. And then they go to bang. Because obviously. And then he's like, say you belong to me.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, I'm yours. You own me. Ugh. And can put me wherever you want because you're physically stronger. So then he wakes up and he's all like, oh, no, we're not actually back together. But then she's like, I wanted to take you back at Thanksgiving. I just didn't for no reason. And then they're just in love again. And it's all great. So Shepley has to go meet America's parents, but Travis has a fight. So then, partially because Travis blames Shepley for Abby getting assaulted at this last fight, because he wasn't watching her closely enough, even though he was the one who ended up actually rescuing her. So then he's like, I'm going to get my brother Trent to come and babysit you while I go to fight. Instead of just letting her stay home where she's definitely safe.
Except for some reason, he can't focus if she's not there. Like, he needs to have her have her in the corner of his eye. Otherwise, he can't focus because he's like, what if something's happening to her at home alone in her locked door room?
Yeah. So then they go fight in a building that's under construction. So yeah, but he wins his fight because he wins all his fights. And the place catches on fire. So then she separates from the brother, Trent.
Because she's trying to find the way they came in, which was a secret way. And Trent's like, it's not that way.
And then he goes a different way. And meanwhile, Travis was in the ring. So then he was like going to go out a different way and meet them outside.
So now she's trapped underground.
Yeah, because she can't open the window.
Yeah.
Luckily, Travis shows up.
From the outside, right?
No.
He's come back for her.
I thought he came from the outside. Because he's so stupid. He was like at the exit and was like, nah. And starts like beating people to get back to her. Yeah. So then they can't find Trent. And I was like, Jesus, is this really how it's going to end? That Trent dies in a fire? Like, that's so weird. And so he like goes to call his dad before they've even found Trent's body. Then Trent calls and he's fine. Like, that's like, what a weird thing to end this book with. Just like, yeah, your brother's dead now. Like, it wasn't though. He's not dead. He's perfectly fine. But then America and Shepley call because they're like, oh my God, we just saw the news. This is crazy.
And they're like, no, we're fine.
Yeah.
Some people did die though, didn't they?
Yeah. People died. But yeah, then Travis explains that he could have left but turned around to go get her. And she makes a proposition since they've had this life and death experience.
Ugh, ugh, ugh.
This is on par with all of the other decisions they've made. Do you want to say? She decides
they should get married.
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
Like, just right now. Luckily, he was ready for this in that he'd already bought a ring for her.
So stupid. Ugh.
So he books the tickets and they're just ready to go on the plane, and they just go to Vegas.
And get married.
Yeah. And then there's 19
19 years old. Known each other for like...
A semester and a half. They own a dog together though, so there's that. And then there's a brief epilogue where...
They're happy?
She calls America after getting married, and she's getting a tattoo.
Oh.
The tattoo says, Mrs. Maddox. It's like getting her own name on her body. She married him. And it, like... Then they're all lovey-dovey and...
Live happily ever after, but definitely not.
And yeah,
this is one of those books where you go like, man, it ended and you don't know how it ends. I know how it ends. Divorce
for sure. A sad puppy with no parents,
hopefully no children, but the fact that they use mental math to figure out if she's ready to go or not. There are definitely children involved in this divorce.
The fact that he bought her a puppy, there's probably like six puppies that are all involved in this divorce. Yeah. Every time their, like, marriage is crumbling, he just buys her another puppy, because that'll save it. Yeah, so, overall, how do you feel about it?
I was pretty disgruntled throughout. I read it very quickly, but I was very disgruntled throughout. Like, no. No. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. I did see, though, when I was trying to figure out where they're from, that this book might have become a movie.
Oh, that's offensive. Then we'll have to see it.
I know. Like, don't you just want to see
what we read? I hate it. It's just so, like, the most offensive thing about it. Like, I was like, okay, it's not poorly written. So maybe she was like, can I write a trashy romance?
This was her breakthrough book. I also saw that. That this is what brought her into stardom, and she's gotten lots of contracts since, so that she's good. And I was like, huh?
I know.
This? Well, who's reading this? And who was like, haha, good book.
It's so
not
formulaic and boring to me. This is what mainstream media is.
It will be made into a film. That's, is that what I just read? So where did that go?
I would buy it. It's just basic enough that it would be.
Why did I just, I feel like I just saw that and it's gone. We have to rate him.
Yeah, we have to rate him. The hero of this novel, Travis Maddox. I don't have my pencil, but I think I know where he's going.
He's not going to number one.
He's certainly not going to number one in my books.
It was set at Eastern State, Illinois.
Illinois, yeah. So
Warner Brothers have the film rights. That doesn't mean that there's no movie yet. Okay. But there are books in the Beautiful and Maddox Brothers series.
Yeah.
So are there more of these? Or do they follow the other brothers?
It might be the other brothers, but I also, there is more to this. Like, there's a whole book just about their weird wedding weekend or something.
In 2016, there were no new plans for the movie.
Okay. I hope it stays that way. Because I don't want to go see this, but I will have to.
Okay.
So. Certainly not number one.
No.
I don't think he beats Innkeeper.
No.
Does he beat Callias?
Is Callias number three?
Yeah.
And Chase Yu's number four. Okay, well. Does he even beat Chase Yu?
No, I didn't. I don't think so. I like Chase better.
Yeah. I mean, Chase Yu sucked. But he wasn't as red flaggy.
Yeah.
He wasn't as douchebaggy.
He really wasn't. He was very reasonable.
And we thought he was unreasonable. At the time.
How foolish we were.
At the time of Chase Yu. We were like, no, not this. And now we're like, oh, Chase Yu. He was a reasonable guy.
What a reasonable fellow. Yeah, he's going to have to be.
Number five.
Wow.
But maybe other girls would read this.
Some girl must have read it and been like, oh, Travis, I love your tantrums.
I would be one of those 30 girls lined up waiting for a chance to sit on your lap.
Buy me a puppy. Break all my furniture. Throw out my bed sheets.
Beat up any guy that looks at me too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up is
The
Lonely Hearts Hotel.
Yeah.
By...
No idea.
I think it's like Heather O'Neill. I think I wrote it down. Anyway, I'm going to guess it's Heather O'Neill. You'll just have to tune in next week to see if I am correct. Yeah, Heather O'Neill. Yeah, so that's the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.